This is Slide Into Your DMs,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating
in a digital world,
with Brian McDuffie and Maggie Mayfield.
You think every woman gets a stalker?
No. But I did hear this fucked up statistic that Valentine's Day brings out the weirdos, brings the stalkers to the forefront. Yeah.
What's that mean?
That Valentine's Day can be a very scary time for a lot of women.
That's when they make their move?
Yeah. And it happened to me.
It's funny. It's like 9/11.
Not quite that bad.
Jesus. Fucking planned attack.
Oh my God.
On February 14th, I will make my move. I'm finally going to ask Jennifer out on a date. And if she says no, I'll kidnap her.
Stop. I was dating this guy. I only went on a handful of dates with him. A handful.
Yeah.
All right, let me fast forward. Super Bowl Sunday, a couple days before Valentine's Day. I'm scrolling through Facebook and I see this message on one of my posts that says like, "Hey Maggie, such a fan, would love to make a custom guitar for you." And I click on the profile. I was like, holy shit, that looks real. Like South Lamar guitar, something. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. I show my brother-in-law. He's like,
oh my God,
legit.
This looks real.
It looks cool. Yeah. I was like, I want that. Like someone is a fan. They want to do an endorsement deal. Like,
not
I was,
from Bangladesh.
I was so excited. And so a couple days later, it was Challenge Mike. It was Tuesday night, the night before Valentine's Day. I get a message on WhatsApp from this guy that says, please unblock me on your Facebook and your Instagram so I can make your custom guitar. And I was like, Jesus, that was you. Now, I blocked this person. Let's call him Greg. I blocked Greg because we went out a month, maybe. It was a handful of times. It was not a long period of time. And he wound up telling me, it was over Christmas time, and he was like, my ex came back into the picture. I'm going to follow this through and see what happens. And I thought it was the mother of his kids. And I was like, oh, you have to. Absolutely. Go do the thing. Take care of your family. It wasn't the mother of his children. It was an ex-girlfriend that had just come back and was like, I made a mistake. And I was like, well, they're exes for a reason. You chose wrong. And he didn't stop. Basically, he wound up coming back to me a couple days later and was like, no, I chose wrong. I want you. And I was like, okay, well, clean up your shit. Get rid of her. I'm not the girl. I'm not the other woman. I don't do that. I wound up going on this rad vacation for a couple weeks. I was in Europe with my sister. And halfway through the trip, he starts messaging me on WhatsApp. He's like, hey, can't wait till you get back. I got so much to tell you. And I was like, oh, he cleaned up his mess. Like, cool. We can just pick up where we left off. That's
Wait. You thought he messaged you on WhatsApp?
He messaged
me
on.
He cleaned up his mess?
I thought that he got rid of the girl. Well, because I was in Europe.
That's suspicious. Oh, so he has
to.
Okay.
So I got back and we made these plans. He was going to come over and like hang out. And the first thing he says to me when I get back from Europe was, I'm starting a new business. I got a huge loan to start this new business. I was like, that's amazing. What's the but? He's like, but it comes with the girl. Her dad was funding this business for him. So he had to marry her, essentially. And I was like, why are we even here? What is it? Why are you? This could have been sent in a text. What is happening? I was so upset. Anyway, we still talked for a couple days after that. And then I got really upset. I got mad. And I was like, dude, I'm not your business partner. I don't want anything to do with you. This is so fucked up. Block, 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 block. And then a couple of times he'd like message on my YouTube, you know, like leave comments. I'm like, ugh, whatever. It's fine. What am I going to do? I can't privatize my YouTube fan page, you know. Tuesday night, a couple days ago, right before Valentine's Day, night before Valentine's Day, he sends me that. Apparently he created a new Facebook account to be able to comment and message and see what I've been doing on my personal Facebook. And then he tells me the words. He says, I'm not a stalker, but I've been to a few of your shows and you didn't know I was there.
That's,
which is textbook definition of a stalker.
That's creepy.
So crazy. And he was like, what kind of guitars do you like? I really want to make guitar. And I was like, I didn't even know you made guitar. That's how little time we spent together. I had no idea that was even a hobby or a thing that he did. No idea.
So are you going to get a guitar made?
Here's the thing is I had that joke too. And then I told my sister and she was like, no, at this point, this guy's scary. He sent me letters to my house. And the fact that he's like showing up to my shows and I don't know about it, these messages, there's nothing like threatening happening. But the fact that he's reaching out.
But you are kind of scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She kind of instilled
think you should
it.
Take
she was
the
like,
guitar though. Because let me tell you something. A great man once said, "Take everything you can and give nothing back." Captain Jack Sparrow. So just remember that. Okay.
I don't know about that, but it's been freaky. And she's like, "You need to think. Just be careful when you're driving, especially home from shows. Make sure that no one's following
you." Have
you
have mace on your keys?
I do. Not yeah, I do. It's in my car, and I don't carry it everywhere because
it should
it's
be
big.
On your keychain.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's in my car.
I'm gonna buy you the mace.
Yeah, bro.
I am
that
scared
first
that
Jackass movie.
Yeah. Yes.
Like that was everyone was like, "Oh, the stunts were crazy." I was like, "But did you see when he got maced in the face? He was down for like 3 minutes, yeah. Screaming in agony."
Yeah.
In the interviews, they're always too. They're like, they all are like, "That was the worst thing."
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah. I've seen that too. Yeah. They're like, "It was the worst thing." Yeah. And they were just like in their backyard or their front yard. Yeah. Like this is going to be cool. And I'm talking about he goes down.
Yeah.
Like fucking hitting the nuts, you mm-mm. know? He goes down.
That can cause some serious damage, can't it?
Isn't that what you want to do?
I don't
want
to.
If a man is coming behind you in the dark, don't you want to lay down some damage? You should kick him the balls while he's down just because. Teach him a real fucking lesson.
You're right.
Getting maced in the face and then kicked in the nuts.
No.
Whoa, that's a combo of pain right there. That's like a red room, Brandon.
Yeah, but then
people want to see that.
Don't want to see that, but then you're also lingering. That's when your ankle gets grabbed.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You got to.
No, not when you're maced and you get kicked in the nuts. There's no way you're thinking, "Let me grab her ankle."
No, but
like
then
you're an action star.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I'm thinking, "Oh my God, I want to die." You know? My nuts are in my stomach. I can't see
but
or
hear. But
that's
coming from a person who is not high on PCP, right? who is genuinely a good person. All right,
well, listen,
right?
if I was to fight someone on PCP too, it would be tough. All right? They're on PCP. It's right. They got the strength of Superman, all right? Yeah. Good thing I hide a little kryptonite in my butt.
What is it? Flushable wipes?
Yep, that's why I have to have the flushable wipes.
Ugh.
Yeah. I was curious about this, about the stalker. How long ago was this again?
We went out Christmas time of 2021.
Okay. And then he started messaging you again, like this like just happened?
So like I would say maybe 3 months after we broke up, I got a card that was very cryptic.
Okay.
Cryptic?
Yeah, because I didn't know that it was him. It just said secret admirer. And so when I did, I had to like chase it back because he had someone do the handwriting for it. Like he paid a service to have it mailed to me. So I had to do some backwards homework to figure out what this was.
Dude, the line between stalker and romantic is just so,
that's
so
not
thin.
Romantic. He's with somebody else.
That's the weird part.
Right.
Yeah, if he wasn't, he was getting your handcrafted letters. That's romantic.
Did he write them with cutout newspaper clippings?
There we go. There we go. Yeah, were they in riddles?
Yeah. It watches you through the window, but you can't see.
Yeah. I'm sure I still have it somewhere for evidence.
Yeah, that's scary. Yeah. Was there, so you get the letter. Obviously, all that starts happening. Was there, I'm probably just going to sound like an asshole asking this, but was there any point that you were kind of like, "Wow, this guy's like really obsessed with me. What an honor. Like, this is cool." Or was it
instantly
creepy?
When we were dating, it never felt like that because we could go 2 days without texting and that felt normal.
Yeah.
Right. And like the conversation was easy. It was, he would take reading breaks and like disappear from his phone. He's like, "I'm just going to let you know, like I'm going to read this afternoon and turn my phone out." Like, okay, that's fine. Do you? I don't care. It felt normal.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't feel normal all of a sudden when he started coming back after he thought he made the wrong choice. But I'm slow in those moments. And like at the time, didn't really know how to stick up for myself. So it took me a couple of days to go like, "No, this is not okay with me. I'm not the other girl."
You're also having a lot of conversation over text too. So it's like, you know,
there's no tone.
It's easier to hide things when you're just texting, you know? Than when you see that person face to face all the time.
Well, I told my sister about it and she immediately got on Google last night and has been sending me screenshots of his mug shots, which is
lovely. Can we pull those up?
If you want to give me the name, I can bleep the name out when you say
what,
it. Right
what
now.
Are his crimes?
No, I don't want you to see. I don't want you to see.
I come on.
Because I get the major ick, and I told my friend, I was like, I don't.
Just tell me what are the crimes. What are the crimes?
Well, it was a DUI. The last one was a DUI, but still. Oh,
like, no, but what was the ones before? Can he go to parks?
How close can he be to a school?
Yeah. Well, he has kids. Like, he has, you know.
And they go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Co-custody with his kids. I would assume. I think it was, like, robbery
One
or theft
assume.
Or yeah, something. I don't know.
Theft.
I don't know.
Robbery and theft. Same thing or different? I feel like it's different.
I think it's different. Theft
is
without.
I feel like
without,
robbery is real.
Robbery, I think, has assault attached to it.
Robbery, I feel like, is planned, like a bank. Theft is like, I just wanted the socks, you know?
Yeah, I think theft is just taking something. Robbery is like...
Oh, it's robbery
so
and theft.
When's the last time he's messaged you, Maggie?
Yesterday. I woke up to a bunch of them yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude, what does that say?
You were right. It's through violence is what the difference
yeah.
Oh, the threat of violence, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, but what if you just said, man, I swear to God, you put the money in the bag, I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
That's violence. You gotta be
That's like, violence, huh? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to kiss you so hard.
Dude, I swear to God, yeah, I'm going to just hug you like your mom should have.
Yeah.
I'd be like, take it then. You can have it.
Oh, you can have it. Take all the money.
You're going to hug me like my mother should
but
have taken
we're
it.
We're insured. Get out of here.
Ugh. Yeah, have you ever been robbed?
Have I been robbed?
Uh-huh.
No, one time though I was smoking weed in the in a neighborhood, and the house was like for sale, so I didn't think anyone was there, so I was just in the backyard. It was like on the edge of the neighborhood just smoking, and this black dude comes about and he goes, put your fucking hands up. And I was, at first I was like, I'm getting robbed. Then he goes, police. And I go, oh fuck, that's even worse. You know? I was like, I'd rather be getting robbed. Now I'm going to jail and getting robbed
did
of my weed.
Did you go to jail?
Yeah. Just Texas.
Just because you were smoking in somebody else's yard?
Yeah, I almost got trespassing. Yeah, but you know, my white privilege kicked in. Just got a little slow misdemeanor, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah, it was nice.
That's crazy.
So are you, because you have, this is not the first time you've had a stalker. This is like a trend for you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
I'm going to write a, I don't know, but I'm gonna, I don't like know, that. But I think about that.
Because you look hot in your outfit, but it doesn't say like, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I told
Come
my sister
me,
yesterday,
boys.
I was like, there's too much of I was like, I'm going to write a book that's called I'm Not Famous Enough for This Shit. It's insane.
It's actually a great title.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's, yeah.
I think
Brand, actually, Don.
I think Brandon kind of nailed it with dudes. I kind of want a stalker, sorry.
You want a stalker?
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Well, because there's no threat of, like, if this girl corners me in the parking lot, I can throw her like a javelin.
Yeah, well,
like,
and if she does roofie
do
me,
you've
yeah.
clearly
she
never seen single white female.
Well, single I understand that there's scenarios where, totally. But,
yeah.
like, the...
Women are conniving.
Totally. But,
yeah, but you're
I'm,
not
like, way less likely than where I totally get for women where you're just like, yeah, but this guy could just, like, punch me and I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Like, think, Brian could eat, me and Brian could eat a couple punches before we'd be super fucked.
I think even if, like, I did wake up, like, tied up in a weird way, I'd be like, you went through all this work for me. Like, I'm heavy. You picked me up, put me in a car, loaded me up, took me to your house, drug me through the house, put me in the bed, put
I
your
PJs on. I hope that that's
on.
An afterthought. You know what I mean? Like, I hope, like, when you get out of it that you
after
think
I get out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The real decision I have is, am I about to kill this bitch? You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get out. I'm breaking that fucking headboard.
Right. Because the worst thing that could happen is you're tied up and you're like, I'm hard. What am I going to do? Like,
she's going to be like, Brian, I'm about to sit on you. No, please don't.
You wait to beat her up till you wait to break free till you come.
Well,
so
it'd be funny if after I was like, now I don't have the strength to.
Damn, dude.
Ooh.
She's like, hey, I made you a taco. I was like, I might never leave.
I think I'm in love.
Yeah.
That would be a weird line.
Yeah, because, like, you know, we do a thing that's very, we do, like, entertainment, you know? So it's very, like, you kind of want those people in a sense where you want the crazy, oh, my God, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
But like COVID, you want them at a distance, you know? Mm-hmm. But I do want them.
You do?
I want them to want me, you know?
More than you want her?
For my stalker fans? Yeah, I don't want her.
Okay.
I just want her to want me.
Okay.
If you're talking about in love, oh, I don't even know what I want. Sometimes I like a girl that I have to like chase after.
Yeah. So what's going on with this lady that?
Oh, you going for it? I thought we were just talking about your love life problems today.
My stalker issue. Cool.
Yeah.
He's probably listening. Shout out him.
Yeah, probably, dude. If he kills me, I'm gonna be upset.
Yeah. You had such a look
if he
of...
kills me, I'm haunting you. All right, I hope you know that.
You had a look of crisis on your face when I said that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Maggie, you should have maced him and put him down. All right.
It is freaky, and now that I have to think about where I park and like, it's.
Well, joke's on him. You just bought that giant fucking gun to defend yourself. Yeah. That you're going to totally shoot him with if he gets near you.
And she has a 10-inch cock. So you should be scared of that, too.
Scarier
than a gun. That's scary.
No wonder everyone's obsessed. I'd
imagine
be obsessed
that
too.
Thing in your butt. Yeah.
Yeah, be honest, guys. Right, if you were right now.
I'd be obsessed, too, she said.
If you look like me and then found out I had a cock, too, I'd be like, fuck, I need to know.
Holy
I
shit.
I need to see.
And those tight-ass jeans?
I know.
Where? Do you retract it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As I'm doing Kegels right now.
That's so funny.
Would you be more scared though if someone walked up to you and pulled out a gun or a 10-inch cock? I think the scared level might be near the same at first.
No.
The shock? You know what I mean?
I'm not like no, I'm more like, damn, holy shit, good for you, bro. You know?
Well, yeah.
Statistically, in an altercation when there is a gun, it tends to be less violent. If someone is coming at me naked, it does. Yeah. If someone comes up to you with a gun, it tends to be less violent than, let's say, like a knife. It is. Statistically, it's shown. So if someone is coming up to you with their cock out, they are most likely on drugs because that is abnormal behavior.
No, no way you have a 10-inch cock though and you do drugs.
Fair.
You're just wasting all that talent.
You haven't been on 6th Street late night and seen some of the dicks swinging of the homeless.
Dude, they
people.
Got 10-inch though? That's...
Yeah, they got someone got some hammers.
What a waste of talent, you know?
But if someone came at me with a cock, that would be, I think, same level of scary, if not more so, because what are you going to do?
What are we What are we talking about, right? Guys, we're talking about the ultimate killing machine, the gun, against a flaccid penis.
Oh, it's a flaccid 10-inch cock?
But
well, I'm even more scared now.
I thought that's why we were amazed.
But what he's doing is like showing the crazy up front. Like you see, that's crazy.
Well, when they have a gun, I want them to hide the crazy. Don't pull the crazy out on me.
What are they
I don't want
do?
That in my face.
All he's going to say is, I want your purse. Take my fucking purse.
What's,
see ya.
What's he going to say with the dick? I want my purse? You can say no.
Yeah, but people that are on drugs like that are unpredictable.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian, he's not going to have his dick out if he's not ready to use that thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's not going to do anything to me.
I don't know that he could run.
I'll beat his ass.
Someone
dude.
That comes up to me with a gun and says, I want your purse, take the purse, and they'll run off because they don't want to get caught and they got what they wanted. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Usually that's how it goes. Someone that comes up to me and says, give me your purse and they have their cock out, that's a very unpredictable situation. I could still give them the purse, but they're probably they're high. And that makes it very unpredictable. And what do you do? And especially if they're that high, then they have superhuman strength.
Maggie, you are making good points. I'll tell you that. But there is no way you're going to convince me that a cock is more dangerous than a gun.
Well, be a lady, okay? Be
That's
a woman.
The craziest thing I ever heard, dude.
Yeah, I'm team cock on this one.
Yeah, you're always team cock, okay? Fuck. That's the craziest thing I ever heard, dude.
It was a good debate, though. We all weirdly cared a lot about that.
Yeah, at the end when you started making sense, I was like,
sorry, I didn't
this
mean
is
to
bullshit.
Not be funny.
Yeah. How the fuck does this make any sense at all? It does make sense that he's like deranged and it's, you know, there's like variables and it's like, it's unexpected.
Is it weird that like I actually pictured that scenario happening under the bridge? Here in Austin,
guy just coming
the parking
up going,
bridge.
Oh my cock.
Yeah, like I saw vividly both. I was like, oh yeah, it could be a gun or a dick. It could right there, that could happen.
Could be a gun or either way. Take my purse. I'm sorry. Crazy.
That's not your purse.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we want to talk about your love life?
Because I don't even. It's not solved. You know. It's still so up in the air. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm
Did
lost.
You send her a message at least?
Yeah. I sent her messages.
Did you send her like Tiff's treats or
anything?
It's
just so hard to send her messages when I don't know how I feel about everything, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I'm still sorting out emotions.
That's fair.
How do you think you're going to figure it out, though? Just more time?
I mean, I don't know, dude.
Are you avoiding the confrontation?
It's not so much the confrontation. It's just the fucking plans that we do have. How does she see her life? How do I see my life? I don't know if they mingle, if they intertwine.
That's a lot of forethought.
And it worries me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I've been out the game forever, but I mean, the way you're talking,
this guy got a fucking brag just right in front of our face, you know?
Well, I just want them, if it's a new listener, to have some context. I'm not the fucking pussy doctor over here or anything, okay? Just sharing.
Just Dr. Oz, just whatever.
Dr. Oz, yeah, I'm just wise.
I'll tell you about the spleen.
I love that. I'm just wise. Go on.
I don't know. I feel like the way you're talking, I feel like you kind of already have made up your mind. You just don't want to. You're just, you know what I mean? I get it.
Yeah.
But it's like, feels like you already kind of know. But that's a shitty feeling to be in. Like being stuck. The sex is
so good.
What's so good?
The sex is so good. It's the best sex I've ever had.
You're not supposed to marry the best sex you've ever had.
What is that? Who said that?
Dr. Pussy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, Dr. Pussy wasn't happy. Yeah, that's the thing that, it's the sex is like, oh my God, if there was ever a person, it might be hurt because it was crazy. It's the best sex I've ever had. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you are too, though, like Maggie said, thinking a little too much, and it's just like, just live more in the moment, and if it's good in the moment, then roll with it. And it's like, however it is down the line, people change, lives change, everything changes. So to like try and predict where you'll be at in a few years more, just let it happen then. Avoid it. If you enjoy it, it's not a waste of time.
No, because then that's how I feel like you get caught up, and then 5 years down the road, you go, I should have made a choice instead of just rolling with this.
Well, that's when you look, and then she's like, are you going to shit or get off the pot? That's what happens.
No, because then there's like, there's feelings attached to it now, you know? If I get out of the game now, then there's like no feelings attached. Everyone gets off clean.
That makes you an asshole. If there's no feelings at this point,
there is, but that's why we don't want them to get bigger, because then they get hurt more. Me and her are having these discussions about these things, you know. It's like, what do we want to do?
It's not like you're getting married. You're not signing a piece of paper that says I'm
no, but I,
you're
but
not
I,
moving in together.
No, but I can tell if me and her date, it's going to be for a while.
Why is that a bad thing?
Maybe it's not.
It's definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best sex you ever had.
I mean, I don't know. The way my life is projected, I just don't see if I can do the whole we're doing picnics on the weekend type of life, you know?
What else are you doing on the weekend?
Great point. Valid.
So you should hit her with the Drake line, working on the weekend like usual.
Like usual.
There you go.
No, but she's not wrong. Normally, I'm just...
But clearly, it doesn't bother her now that you are at shows and working during the week. Your lifestyle doesn't bother her now.
Yeah, but also when you start to date girls at first, they tell you that I'm not mad that you're vaping.
Is she mad that you're vaping now?
All of them are. At first they're like, I'm not mad. Then 6 months in, they're like, when are you going to quit vaping? And it's like right now. And then I light up a cigarette. I go, how do you feel about that? No, you're mad? Then I'm going to go back to vaping.
If it turns out that she's that kind of person that's going to lie about things like that, then I think she just showed you who
Maggie,
she is.
It's not just her. It's that's just
you're just projecting I things onto
just,
her that haven't happened
people.
Yet.
That's just people. At first they're always, oh, it's okay. And then the more you get to know them, oh, let me tell you how I really feel. I hate that you do that, you know? I'm not saying you have to change, but it'd be nice if you didn't do that. Oh, why do you eat soup that way or something like that, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Do you like yourself?
What do you mean?
Do you like you?
Yeah.
Could you defend why you eat soup that way?
No. I would say I've never thought about it. It's fucking soup.
Then that's your answer.
I'd say I don't even like soup that much. It's like I'm looking for food. You're lucky that I'm just eating this. Why are we even talking about how I eat soup? No, but I mean, that's just an example, like, of a girl being like,
but that's
like,
what
ugh.
I mean. Like, you like yourself enough to be able to defend that to her in the moment.
I feel like I shouldn't even have to.
Yeah.
You know?
You're projecting something onto somebody that hasn't happened yet.
No, it has happened.
But this girl that you like?
Yeah.
It's happened?
Yeah.
Well, then there's your answer. ask her, what else you got for me? Because I don't want to find out 6 months from now that you hate X, Y, and Z.
I just feel like it's a thing that happens over time. People can't like tell you their weak points, really. You know? It's like you have to have so much awareness to know your weak points. Like, well, really.
Just give up, Brian. Just give up.
What do you mean?
Just give up on all of it.
Why?
On love.
On sex. Love?
On all of it. Just give up.
No, I'm not giving up sex. I'm too good at it. It's too much fun.
Get the fuck out of here.
At this point, it's like I'm just helping them.
If you have to say it, you're not that good at it.
I wish someone would say it for me. But there's no one here to make me look that cool, you know?
Have you guys ever gone on a date with a crackhead before?
I try to avoid this.
I have.
With a crackhead?
Yeah.
An actual crack smoking
person with a head? It's a really sad story. You guys want to hear it?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, I feel like I should contribute something to this episode. This is my story. I was freshman year of college. Like, you know, out. I hadn't met Erica yet. And I was just like, couldn't get any girls. I was just like mad lonely. And it was getting to the point, you know, where like your homies are like, we got to get this guy a girl. It's getting sad, you know? So my buddy Zach is like, hey, I found this girl for you. She's like really cute. I think you guys would hit it along. We got me win. It's going great. You know what I mean? Like we're like hugging after the shot. She's
you
like,
feel good.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm killing this. And then like we hit a shot and we like high five and she's like, oh my God, this is so fun. I'm like, yeah, this is great. Right. And she goes like, yeah, do you think you could get any crack? And everyone at the beer pong table heard. And I remember hearing one of my friends go, what? Like, because we're 19, 18 at this point.
Children.
Yeah. Like we're like, what? And she's like, yeah, I'm trying to like really fucking party, you know, like I'm trying to just get real crazy. And I'm like, I say crack again because I'm like, maybe she meant like coke, you know, or maybe I misheard her. And she's like, yeah, crack. And I'm like, cool. And like the party kind of continues and the boys have like a meeting and they're like, she said crack, right? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I mean, it's still got to stay on. We went through all of this. I gotta land the ship still, you know? I'm like, I'll hang out with a crackhead. She'll have a lot of energy or, you know, I don't know. She'll pawn some shit and buy me something nice.
My heart hurts.
I was just so like sad and desperate. It gets worse. It gets more sad. This is where the real sad part comes in. So after I find out that she's a crackhead, she's like hungry. I don't know if like crackheads get hungry a lot, but she's like, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And there's like one right up the street from where I grew up. And so we're like, all right, let's go. And it's like going to be like me, her, my buddy Zach, and this other girl. So it's like straight up like 2-on-2, good. Like there's a mutual party for her. And we leave my house. We leave the party at my parents' house. And like I tell like someone, like, you're in charge. I'll be back. We go all the way to Buffalo Wild Wings. We get in the lobby. We order our food. And then she just says like, she's like, man, there's like not any cute guys in Brea except like you, Zach, to my friend, like in front of me. And she's like, everyone at the party's just like mad uggos tonight. And I was just sitting there and like, it was so awkward that both like him and his girlfriend were staring at me like, did you hear that, man? Did you hear her say that about you? And I was just like, I just left them there. I just walked home. I was like, I'm going home. Don't bring the crackhead back.
Bro, what do you think happened to her?
I mean, she can't be doing well in life, you know? It can't be going great.
I'm not even talking about now. I'm talking about for her to want to be like, I want to smoke crack.
At 19 yeah, she was or
like,
20?
Yeah, dude, she had to have like a Jenny type of life. Ooh. From Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
she had to have a life like that, dude.
Your friends must have felt terrible. Like, how do you not know? How did they not know?
I don't know. They were in, like, biology together. So she seemed like she had it together. And, I mean, she had kind of that, like, goth chick look, I guess. But I just thought, like, or could be confused with, like, crackhead drug addict thing. And,
yeah. Do you go back in time and, like, play that conversation in your mind? Like, would you do it differently?
Yeah, if I had any ounce of confidence, I would have went, you said crack, and then me and all my friends would have made fun of her.
Wait, how old were you?
19, and all my friends were 18.
Yeah, you're 19.
Yeah, it was just like, it was so crazy, and it was funny just like coming back, and everyone was like, what happened? And I tell everyone, all my friends, that I just got super fucking dunked on, and they all laugh, and you know, they're all laughing, and then like, they're just like, dude, she really said crack. That was crazy. And the other people who didn't know are like, what? And finding out, and then we just ended up getting just like blackout drunk and being like,
it is crazy to me at 19. We are so desperate just for any female attention that we'll give a crack whore a chance.
You know? Yeah. I mean, that was straight up.
Like,
my
I just want
process.
Anyone to like me.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was not.
It's rough being a young dude, bro.
Yeah.
Especially because you got to like compete with older dudes.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I was only on the apps for a short time and I was younger. I think I've glowed up since like 19, but like still back then, dude, I remember I had like Tinder and Bumble and I was like, I had it for a month and I've matched with like 4 people. What is happening? This is, I feel bad about myself.
Oh yeah. I thought you meant what is happening. Like, man, I'm killing it.
No. I knew I wasn't killing it.
To some people, you were killing it.
Yeah. One of them I matched with was Erica. And then look at us now.
Wow.
I thought you guys met through friends.
So we matched on Tinder and I messaged her for like a day and then she just left me on red.
Yeah. Cause it's Tinder.
Yeah. And then I met her formally met her like 6 months later.
Did you bring it up that, hey, I seen you on Tinder?
On like the second date, maybe, like on the first date, like once we went or like on a date, you know what I mean? I was just like, we matched on Tinder, huh? And she was like, yeah. And you know, she's like, I'm so sorry I didn't respond. And I was just like, oh, you fucking hate me. I don't know, I probably said something corny. And she was like, ha, ha, ha. you know how that shit goes.
My favorite vegetable is corn. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's wild, bro. That's.
Yeah. It was an unfortunate time.
Yeah. There's a lot of times that I just like, especially like I just dealt with women's bullshit in my life, you know, just because I didn't know the value of me. And I was like, I just want someone's attention, someone's attention. I'll deal with her being a cunt.
Do you cringe looking back on it?
Oh, I cringe at most of my life looking back on it. Yeah. Like I was telling you the other day, I hate when people talk about high school because anytime I talk about high school, I feel like I peaked in high school.
Yeah.
You know, like I hate seeing people from high school. I hate just talking about it in general. It's like I don't even bring it up. You know, I'd rather talk about my failed college experience than how cool I was in high school.
Well, yeah, because it's like you can say it was like the best time of your life, like be like it was awesome and great, but also it's when you just do the most like cringe shit and say the dumbest stuff and have like stuff that it was like all it took was like a few more years of aging as a human for you to be like, why would I ever say or do that?
I was a big liar too.
Yeah.
Yeah, big liar, and I think people would have seen through my bullshit, so I was also just an idiot, like, you know, like, not even good enough to lie at things, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was rough. That's where all the love problems started, dude.
In high school?
Yeah, I dated, like, this really hot cheerleader girl.
Nice.
And she just treated me like shit, but I was
You
like,
were that cool?
Huh?
You were that cool in high school?
She was a grade above me, too.
Nice, bro.
See, I don't like talking about high school.
Dude, high school rocks.
Yeah, she was like a light-skinned black chick. She was so hot. She had the fattest butt ever. She was so hot. But personality-wise, was a cunt. And I think she knew it. And she just fucking tore me to pieces, you know? Took little soft old Brian and just tore his little feelings to pieces. And that's where the insecurity started.
Wow.
Yeah, and that shit's like a drug. It don't affect your mind.
Did you have sex with her?
4 times, 5 times.
Wow.
Fucking dated for like 2 years. We had sex 5 times.
Wow.
Yeah. She also cheated on me.
That's the worst.
Yeah, we had sex 5 times. She cheated on me. So that one crushed me.
Yeah.
That fucking made me feel some type of way, you know?
And you still have a thing for blonde haired women with big butts?
Well, I mean, she was a black chick. She didn't have blonde hair. But I mean, I have a preference, but. I'm open to most things, you know,
yeah.
like we were talking about earlier, like I can find the beauty in almost any woman, you know, but yeah, but I think you got to be attracted to a person to date them just because I think someone's beautiful, but I'm not attracted to them, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
You can't date that person.
Can we talk about why men in Austin smell so bad?
Wow.
Not you. You're fine. You guys are fine. Nice. But
yeah. Let's talk about the other guys, not y'all, but everyone else.
Yeah, because someone was asking me, they're like, it's weird to me, Maggie, that you're single. And I'm like, yeah, me too. But also,
guys smell.
Guys stink.
Like in a bad way?
Yeah.
Is it like BO or just like a must?
Both.
Isn't that the same thing?
Maybe. I don't know, but maybe I'm just like really sensitive to smell all of a sudden, but it's like.
I think, I mean, I also though judge them like the people that I'm around are a lot of comedians. So I'm like, maybe it's skewed, but I agree with you. I think in the summer, mm-hmm. there's just like a lack of deodorant, or there's like a lack of awareness of like everywhere I go in my backpack, I have deodorant and I like mm-hmm. reapply throughout the day because I'm like, I'm doing things. I'm going to start smelling and I don't want to mm-hmm. be like, there's nothing worse than like seeing someone and dapping them up. And as they're bringing you in, you're like, oh man, mm-hmm. you smell.
I told you, that's mm-hmm. why we should stop doing, we should just go back to the old one of those.
Handshakes?
Yeah. Because the handshakes are too much, dude. They're so confusing. Everyone has a different variation.
Yeah.
You remember her, I was trying to push for bows for a long time.
That's a respect thing, yeah.
Starts bowing. What we got to touch hands for anymore?
I have one more question for you. You know, there's Galentine's Day. You've never heard of Galentine's Day?
You really haven't, Brian?
Oh, what is this? It's a specific
thing. It's Valentine's Day for the ladies.
It's like Friendsgiving. It's like a made-up thing where you get together with girls.
You get together with your girls, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have Valentine's Day. And then I heard this the other day, Palentine's Day. So it'd be Valentine's Day for your boys.
No.
Is it dumb?
Dumb.
No.
Yeah, I don't. I get getting together with friends on holidays if you don't have like family or like other people to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day is not a day. It's a romantic holiday. Just be alone. Yeah. Cool. Or like go to a bar and just be like, hey bro, do you want to go get a beer on this Wednesday night? Like it doesn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's not be each other's dates. You know. Let's just.
I love that y'all are so used to not being lonely that you have to have a day for being lonely. You know that you were like, hey, if we're gonna be lonely, ladies, let's be lonely together. You know, it's like we're just used
like,
to it.
That's every day. Yeah.
We're just like, struck out this year. Hey, at least I don't have to buy gifts. Ha ha ha. Go home, cry. Next year, maybe we'll see.
I wrote myself
see.
A love letter for next year just in case.
Yeah. Can we hear it?
Don't make it. That's fine. No.
Why? I'd say it.
But I just wrote how much I love myself and why I'm awesome and I deserve the romantic love that I deserve.
Oh, you did one of those. Yeah.
I'll open it next year.
Yeah.
For me to me. All right. Well, it sounds like.
You guys want to, we can do one of the cards and end it. That'll put us a little over 40.
You don't want to talk about that one lady or eyelashes real quick?
We can do that instead, whatever you guys want
to
talk.
That's fine. Do you want me to pick the card?
No, you want to do the card?
I don't care. It doesn't matter. The eyelashes thing, they're weird. I hate seeing, I get them all the time on my TikTok ads, like fake eyelashes. Do guys even care? Do you like them?
What?
Fake eyelashes, yeah.
It's like, I don't care. I think that, like, there can be a level where they become ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't normally tell. Like, the good versions, I can't tell.
Yeah.
I'm just like, cool, yeah, whatever. But, like, the ridiculous ones, you're just like, you look like a Furby.
Honestly.
It's a rough look.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, sometimes y'all just do too much.
Yeah.
Like, you know why the eyelashes were originally invented? Do you know why?
To catch cum,
yeah. Stop cum dripping in your eyes.
Yeah,
and really? Now you guys all wear them.
I know.
It's like I'm telling you, like y'all, the most beautiful thing about a woman is when they don't wear makeup and they're still naturally beautiful. Mm. That's when you're like, oh, that's it right there. Sweatpants and hair tie, dude. That's fucking it. Mm. You know, that's what we love.
Are you? That's really a thing.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That eyelashes were invented, like
the first. Yeah. It's a madam. Wow. That invented them. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Keep coming out of their eyes. Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah. It's crazy. Now also the long nails. Fucking, those get me too. I'm just like, it's like, scares me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not attractive. That's ugh.
Well, but you want them clean, though.
What do you mean?
You want the nails clean and like.
Yeah.
Taken care of.
Yeah, but like I don't want to fucking get stabbed in the heart, you know?
That sounds like it's gonna happen for you no matter what.
You know?
You're just asking for it.
Yeah, I kinda like it. I almost kinda like never mind, that's too much.
Well, it's our final thought for this Valentine's special day episode.
Too sick.
Do it.
I almost like being in the hole and trying to get him back.
You like being in the doghouse and trying to get him back?
It's like a challenge.
Yeah, I think you're the problem, Brian.
Yeah.
Me? Oh, who would have guessed, huh?
That's just crazy.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day because I was like literally thinking about like, why don't you just accept the love, you know? I was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, ooh, maybe you like the challenge. Then I did think, I was like, that's fucking crazy.
You need
to
go to therapy, my dear. I hope that you found this episode very inspiring. Not alone. We're all three levels of crazy, love or not in love. But thank you for listening. I've been Maggie Mayfield.
I'm Brian McDuffie.
I'm Brandon LeJean.
The best. Thank you, Crick and the Cave Studio, for having us here. And follow us on all the socials at Slide In Pod.
Bye.